And welcome back to the Believe in NC State podcast. I am your host, David Thompson. I've got a really great podcast for you today. The conversation with NC State quarterback Devin Leary. It was breaking news earlier this week that, you know, toot my own horn, got to break myself. This conversation with him talking about how he will return for a fifth season for the Wolfpack, as well as his roommate and linebacker, Peyton Wilson, which is obviously huge for the defense. And wow, how good is that linebacking core going to be with Peyton Wilson, Isaiah Moore, and Drake Thomas? NC State's defense really is going to be one of the best in the country next year. And still plenty to play for this year, playing UCLA in the Holiday Bowl on December 28th in San Diego. And I know that's going to be a tough trip for a lot of Wolfpack fans to make. But this team now, you know, still with the chance to win 10 games for the first time since 2002, which is a huge accomplishment, and really just so much to build on for next year. This team is probably going to come in preseason ranked somewhere in the top 10, top 15. It's going to be a lot of expectations, but they're expectations that they've earned because this team has done a lot this year, and they're going to bring back a lot for next year. So before we get into this conversation with Devin Leary, let's pay some bills. The Believe in NC State podcast is sponsored by Bet Online. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, it's where the game starts. The Believe in NC State podcast is also brought to you by Lightbox. Say goodbye to dull gifts. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off, price so they won't have to, and they really do make an outfit sparkle. Visit lightboxjewelry.com to add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. And what's really great about these is that they're grown in a lab, so they're able to be priced a little cheaper, $800 per carat. A lot cheaper, actually. And you can't tell the difference, let's be honest. Lightbox Diamonds, never a dull moment. And here's my conversation with Devin Leary. Enjoy. Well, cool, man. So I guess the last time we talked was right after the UNC game. You know, pretty standard, not exciting game, obviously. Just another run-of-your-mill kind of game. I'm curious what the reaction was like for you just in terms of the world seeing that game and what you guys did and what it was just kind of like, you know, for the next 24 hours after that.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. Like, just to be able to feel all the energy in the stadium, feel how passionate people were for that game. I mean, we know every single year you need to buckle down for this game. Both teams are going to give it their all. And, you know, the biggest thing that was so rewarding for us was, you know, the whole game, no matter what the score was, we were just preaching, we're going to come out on top somehow, some way, we're going to come out on top. And, you know, as soon as those last couple drives happened, it felt like everything just fell into place. And then, you know, that was really for Wolfpack Nation. So being able to feel that energy after the game was incredible.
It feels like that's really been something that's become kind of a big part of your game, which is, you know, even if it's not, you know, if it's not four quarters of excellence, when it's like it's time for it to happen, I feel like you're always able to sort of reach internally and find that next level when it really counts. Is that something you kind of found this year? I feel like it almost started in that Clemson game and has just kind of continued on.
Yeah, you know, like, I've always, honestly, always been that way. I mean, ever since I played football, you know, I was always the guy that no matter if there's a minute left on the clock or 10 seconds, I'm always going to be playing, giving my all until that clock hits zero. And, you know, that's always been my same approach to the game was no matter what the score was, no matter who the opponent was, I'm confident in myself and confident enough in our team that we're going to finish out on top somehow, some way. And, you know, always being able to figure out a way
So what do you remember most from that, from the last few minutes of that football game? What really kind of like stands out? You know, when you tell the story in like 20 years to whoever, you'll be like, all right, so check it out. This is what happened.
Honestly, the biggest thing for me was that onside kick. I mean, it was awesome to see Chris Dunn, you know, I mean, he laid it all out for our team just to be able to make that gutsy kick, go out there, put his body on the line. And, you know, I think I'm going to remember that most because just that little inch of the game was, you know, a win or loss the week before. I'm sorry, 2 weeks before against Wake Forest. So, like, those little inches, the inches of the game is what I'm always going to remember. And by far, I'm going to remember that onside kick because as soon as we recovered it, I knew we were going to go down and score.
Right, and I remember you saying that, you know, you told the team, like, all right, let's, you know, let's go do this, we're ready. And it feels like they really have kind of, you know, built their confidence around your own confidence. Do you feel that at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that really all started in the off season. You know, just being able to solidify me coming in this year, coming off of the injury, you know, being able to build all that confidence in the off season, knowing that I'm going to be the starter. Being able to build guys' confidence around me that maybe need some, and, you know, just other guys that naturally have that confidence, being able to reflect off of it and build it off onto our team. And, I mean, it's been huge for us, and it's just going to continue to keep rolling as we continue to get better.
So you're done with exams, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're in New Jersey now with family?
Yes, sir. Yep, I'm actually with my little brother about to head into my old high school to go work out.
Oh, nice, man. Nice. This must be nice to get a little bit of family time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome just to, you know, come home. My mom, dad love it. Being able to see just my little brother and little sister are at home right now. My other two siblings, older brother has his own house, and other sister goes to the University of Florida. So anytime I get the chance to see any of my family is like just I really cherish it a lot.
Right. No, I understand that. I mean, I'm the same way. My entire family lives in Texas, so it's like anytime. My parents are coming this weekend, so it's like, you know, it's nice. You know, you finally December feels like a time to take a deep breath, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely refreshing. That's how I look at it.
So how long do you get to take a deep breath until you're back and Raleigh kind of focused on the bowl game?
Yeah, so I flew home last night. And I'm going to head back to school on Sunday.
Okay. And so I'm curious, have you ever been to San Diego?
No, I have not.
California?
Yes, I went to California my rising senior year. I was in Los Angeles for the Elite 11 competition.
Okay. What was kind of the impression that California left on you, if any?
You know, we weren't really able to, you know, experience the full Los Angeles. We were kind of just like moving as, you know, the Elite 11 group into different phases or like different stages. So it wasn't like really open for us, but we were able to work out on the beach one day. And I mean, it was awesome. The houses there are beautiful. And, you know, California itself, like, it's really everything that you expect. The weather is just very calm. People out there are very nice, you know, just going about their day. And I really enjoyed it out there.
So I feel like you guys are definitely going to SeaWorld because Coach Dorn mentioned it like four times. Is that something he's really excited about? Are you guys already planned that out?
Yeah, we're going to go to SeaWorld, and then we're also going to visit the U.S. Navy battleship out there. They have like a huge battleship. We're going to be able to get a tour of there, which will be pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
And the San Diego Zoo, too.
Dude, so the San Diego, I've been to San Diego a lot, and the San Diego Zoo is legitimately one of the coolest places. Like, you're gonna, I don't know, it's as far as zoos go, it's tops, man. It's gonna be great.
I can't wait.
How do you guys kind of look at this bowl game? I mean, it feels a little vacation-y at this, you know, at the same, which it should be, you know, right? It's like a reward for all your hard work. I mean, are you guys satisfied with where you landed? Do you wish it was a little closer for fans? Or, I mean, where's everyone's head at with this?
Yeah, I mean, we always wish it was closer for the fans. I mean, always being able to see the stadium packed in red, like we know it would be at any bowl if they were able to make it to, it's awesome. It almost feels like a home environment when you look up. I remember my freshman year and even 2 years ago last year being in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
We understand how passionate passionate our fans are. But, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we put in a lot of hard work, and where we landed was in California at the Holiday Bowl, and, you know, it's going to be a great experience. I think it's going to be really fun being able to play in the West Coast. Me personally, and I think a lot of people on this team, our first time playing a Pac-12 team. And, you know, something that's, like, a little different, I would say, is a lot of guys are very eager to get this 10th win. It's going to be an exciting trip. It's going to be really cool to get out to California, but a lot of guys are taking this as a business trip, as well as myself, that we know we can earn this 10th win. We would like it to be, you know, we wish we were in the ACC championship. We wish we could be playing at a bigger stage, but being able to control what we can control now and get this last win has been a lot of people's focus.
So this will kind of be like your first real like bowl game pageantry, though, because last year with COVID, you know, everything was so locked down. This will be the first where you're getting big swag bags and you're getting to do all this stuff. I mean, that's got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. So my freshman year when we went to the Tax Slayer Bowl,
right?
When I pretty got a good gist of, you know, all the gear and all the experiences, but I think this one is going to be really cool and something to remember.
Right, I guess that's true that you did do the, that was 2018, correct?
Yes, sir.
You guys, okay. So I'm curious, you know, like, have you considered with the year that you had, have you considered this potentially being your last game at NC State?
You know that I have. I think it's always important for people, you know, kind of evaluate, self-reflect, when you're coming down to the last game of the season of, you know, if you have the opportunity to go play at the next level and it's everything that you ever wanted, you go and take it. And if not, you feel like there's more on the table and you want to come back, then, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I know there's a lot more at stake. I know that there's a lot more at the table that I can do next year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at NC State next year and being able to reflect back on everything that I did last year and just get that much better this offseason and continue to lay it on the line for my team this next season.
Mm. So you're like 100% coming back next year?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. So is that something you've always known, or have you've had this conversation the last few weeks, or where's that at?
No, I've always known that.
Okay. So what are kind of the things going forward that you still want to accomplish on a team level and personally?
As far as this season or next year?
Next year. And just kind of with your career here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a blessing that I was able to finish out this entire season. That was kind of one of my biggest goals, you know, not setting the bar super high as far as those terms of being able to stay healthy. But I am very fortunate of being able to finish out this whole year. And then, yeah, next year, you know, not winning that game versus Wake Forest put a bad taste in my mouth. Mm-hmm. I know how much this team deserves to go to a championship. I know how much work we put in and how much guys really want it. And I know being able to come back next year, I'll be able to take that next step of, you know, working twice as hard, being able to really self-evaluate and understand where my weaknesses are, being able to improve my game that much more so that we can reach that ACC championship and eventually compete for a national championship. Because I know with the amount of talent and the amount of leaders that we have on our team next year, I mean, the sky's the limit for us. And I know what we can achieve, and I just think this team deserves it.
And it really does feel, you know, there's guys who, you know, potentially could go to the NFL and are deciding to come back next year. And it feels like at NC State, more than other programs, that's become sort of a norm. I mean, obviously there's this extra season with COVID that you guys get to take advantage of, but what is it about this team, the closeness, that's making you guys all kind of look at each other in the face like, okay, man, let's run it back. We're close.
Yeah. I just think it's that the culture that we built over here. I just think it's the family unity. And you know, guys just really being open, with one another. As far as teammates, you know, I think we had multiple guys this year that were easily able to announce they were going to declare, and, you know, whether or not they want to play in the bowl game. I mean, we had multiple guys that had that opportunity, but for them to really reflect and look back at what our team can do and how close we were this year, but how short we came up, you know, same thing, like I just said, makes you want to prove everyone that doubted you wrong. It makes you want to, you know, raise your stock that much more being able to play with your brothers, because we know as we achieve our overall goal, the individual goals and accolades will just, you know, fulfill themselves. Mm-hmm. So I just think this, the type of culture that we built here, the type of family environment that we have here, is that as long as we could all stay together in the unity that we created, I mean, the sky's the limit.
You know, where do you feel like you've, from the first conversation we had at the beginning of the year to where you are now, where have you grown the most on the football field as a person?
I would say on the football field, you know, just being able to take it week by week, not getting too high, not getting too low, based off your performance, just being able to stay consistent for my team, being able to stay consistent within the coaches. They know what type of player, what type of person I am every single day walking into the building. They know what to expect. I'm going to put my head down and go to work no matter who the opponent is, no matter what the outcome of the game was. I'm just going to go back to work, and I've always been that way. And I think as a player, the biggest thing that I developed was, you know, my preparation. Mm. You know, I'm up at the stadium every single night, breaking down film, meeting with coaches, and, you know, just really trying to develop myself as a quarterback, but also a learner of the game, because I mean it's endless the amount of football that you can learn, and just being able to prepare and learn and develop myself as best as I can has been some huge strides that I took this season.
Do you have a good sense of where you feel like you need to improve? I mean, have you gotten any feedback from like NFL scouts or anything like that where they're like, hey man, you want to play at the next level, let's work on, you know, this?
No, I haven't. I haven't had, like, any NFL feedback. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just talking to coaches, talking to, you know, some of our strength condition coaches, too. I know I need to, you know, develop a little bit more mobile, being able to escape the pocket a little bit more. And that just comes with comfortability, you know, coming off an injury, making sure that I'm staying healthy. But being able to progress and develop that into my game even more next year will be huge. And then also, you know, just continue to take care of the football, limiting any type of offensive mistake or any type of turnover is always huge for us. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas movie?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have. I like The Grinch.
Which one though?
The Grinch Stole Christmas, the first one, the original one?
Well, so there's like the animated one, and there's the really creepy Jim Carrey one, and then there's like another.
The Jim Carrey one.
So you like the Jim Carrey one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Is that kind of like the go-to, you know, like when Christmas starts? Like, is your family the type, like, so my girlfriend, when Thanksgiving ends, Christmas begins, like the very next day. Like, is your family the same way, or do you guys kind of let it?
So, it's actually funny. So, like, now with my sisters, absolutely. As soon as Thanksgiving's over, they want all the Christmas decorations up, holiday music playing. But my mom, on the other hand, she loves Thanksgiving. So mm-hmm. she doesn't want it to end, and she feels like sometimes Christmas stresses her out. So it's kind of like half and half. But if there was a movie to be put on in my house immediately following Thanksgiving, it would probably be Elf. With Will Ferrell.
It's so good. It's a classic.
So good. Yeah, it is.
You know, if you think about it too, it's like really hard to write a song or make a movie that becomes like a Christmas staple. And Elf is that one, right? It's like that's going to be, we're going to be watching that with our grandkids. Be like, I remember Will Ferrell, you know, that kind of thing. It's funny. And, you know, I agree with your mom. Thanksgiving gets totally bypassed. I'm like, dude, this is, Thanksgiving is just Christmas without gifts. It's easier.
Exactly.
Is that your favorite holiday?
Yeah, I would probably say Christmas is my favorite holiday. Either Christmas or Halloween.
Halloween. You know, I tried to ask Coach Dorn what he would dress up for as Halloween, and he was not about that question. He would not.
No answer.
You know, well, first I asked him if he could dress up as any other college football coach, what he would dress up as, and he thought about it for a while, and then he's like, no. And I said, what about, like, do you have a favorite costume? And he's like, David, why are you asking me this? So I was like, I don't know. I just wanted to ask you. So, you know, we talk to him every week. Every once in a while, you just want to spice it up a little bit. But he did not take the bait. Is it going to be tough for you to not be with family? Or are you kind of used to that, you know, being a college football player?
No, I mean, it is college, especially my freshman year, it was kind of just like, wow, like I won't be able to even go home to see my family on Christmas. Like, what is this? But now you kind of just get used to it. You know, there's stuff you have to handle, practice that needs to be done. And I mean, my parents understand it too. I'll give them a call and FaceTime and we'll celebrate then.
Yeah. Do you have maybe like a favorite gift that you remember getting, receiving, a Christmas gift that like blew your mind?
Not really a gift that blew my mind. I do remember growing up, like every single year, I would get the new Madden, and that would kind of be like my premier gift growing up, was to get the new Madden. My aunt would always get it for me.
Are you still there? Did I lose you? I thought I lost you there for a second.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, so as someone who's played Madden his whole life, you know, I, you know, you pick your favorite, you know, quarterback, whatever, and you're like, oh, I wish I could be like this. But when you have the talent you have, and you're like, oh, wow, I could be on this game someday, do you think about that? And do you try to, like, play with a quarterback that you think has similar skill sets? Like, how do you approach that?
So, actually, it's funny you ask that. I like to play with quarterbacks that are completely opposite from myself. So that I can, you know, like, I'm not much of a mobile quarterback, but the first quarterback I want to pick on Madden now will be Lamar Jackson, so I can get a feel for what it's like to escape the pocket.
Interesting.
So, like, just like, kind of, you know, just different game. I mean, growing up, loved playing with, like, Michael Vick or, you know.
Who didn't, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, playing with guys that are different from the way that you play, and it's like you're really playing a game with a remote control, being able to control everything that you can't necessarily do, has always been, like, my favorite thing about Madden.
Who in the NFL, though, as a quarterback, do you look at as someone who's, you know, similar to you?
So, before, I would say, before he retired, was Drew Brees. After really doing some, you know, self-evaluating, especially at the college level, I would really compare myself to Andrew Luck. I know he's not playing anymore, but I would say very, very similar skill set. Smart with the football, quick decisions, great arm, great accuracy, and, I mean, just a very exciting player that will lay it all on the line any given game. So the more that I watched Andrew Luck, especially at Stanford, I see a lot of similarities in myself.
I'm sure, I know you're focused on, you know, your bowl game in particular, but have you looked at, you know, any of the other college football games that are going on that you're like, ooh, I'm gonna have to take a look at those, or I want to watch that, because I'm sure you're a college football fan as well as a college football player.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be, you know, in tune with the college football playoffs. I'm curious to see how Cincinnati goes up with Alabama. I think all four teams are great teams. I think the Michigan versus Georgia will be a brawl, too. And I'm also going to be in tune with watching Pitt. I think Pitt playing Michigan State will be a great test. I'm excited to see Kenny Pickett play, another Jersey guy that can really spin it. And yeah, I mean, whatever other game is on, I'll kind of just flip through, but those are the main ones I'll be following.
Was it tough to watch that ACC championship game and be like, ah, we should be here?
Yeah, it's always tough. I mean, it's hard. You know, Wake Forest is a great team. We came up short versus them, but, you know, as an NC State player and all the work that we put in here at NC State, we know that we can compete with Pitt too. We know we would be neck and neck with, I mean, really any team that we would have seen in the ACC championship. So just watching that game, you know, it is tough because you can wish all you want, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, and you just kind of had to take that one on the chin.
Do you use any of those, like, personal accolades for motivation? You know, my job and our job in the media is to make a big deal out of these all ACC votings and all this stuff. And when you see yourself honorable mention and not one of those top three guys, do you feel like you're among those three guys, and or do you say, okay, next year I'll show you?
Personally, I do. Personally, I know that I can compete with the best. I can play with the best. But I mean, as far as the list and as far as the accolades, like, I really don't pay them no mind. it was kind of like a lot of other people that was bringing it to my attention, you know, seeing if, asking me if I saw the list or asking me how this happened. And, you know, I didn't really have an answer. I mean, the only answer that I could give them is I need to play better. Right. Like, that's the only way I can make it higher up on the list. I mean, personally, I know I can be with the best of the best, but as far as on paper, I just need to get better.
When all these guys are making decisions about if they want to come back or not, do you think knowing that their quarterback, you obviously, are coming back, you know, do they have conversations with you, like guys like Bam or any of your wide receivers, or even, you know, I know Peyton, your roommate, you know, is that a conversation you have with those guys, and do you feel like it pushes them to come back when you're like, you know, the team captain leader is coming back?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely weighs on their decision, I think. I mean, everyone knew that I wasn't going to leave. I mean, I never told anyone that I was coming back because I just assumed that everyone knew I was going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the whole approach that I've been this entire time since the last game. And yeah, I mean, from my teammates, I've talked to Bam, I've talked to Thayer, I've talked to, you know, Ricky. And yeah, I think it is huge for them to hear that I'm coming back, that I'm excited for next season. I know what great things we could do, but at the end of the day, I tell those guys, like, look, this is your journey. This is, you know, a very big step in your life. If you feel like this is the opportunity you need to take, I'll 100% support you. But if not, I want those guys to understand, too, we're going to have a bomb squad coming back next year. So if they want to be a part of it, let's get rolling again.
I mean, the expectations going into this season was ACC title, and you guys got pretty close. And like you said earlier, you know, this team's close to being only the second team to win 10 wins. I think it's first time since 2002 you'll beat Clemson, Florida State, and UNC. I mean, a lot of great things to look back at, but is it, you know, so is it the expectations even higher, or are they just remain what they were?
Yeah, I think you always need to set the bar higher. I think you always need to set the expectations higher, and if you achieve what you feel like you set the expectation to be, you got to raise it that much higher. And that's kind of always what we've been talking about as a program. You know, one of our goals this season was go undefeated at home, and we were able to accomplish that, and now raising the bar is go undefeated the whole season. I mean, just those little landmarks and little goals, you just have to keep raising the bar and keep holding yourself to a higher standard, so that way, you know, you strive for the best and you try to achieve for the best. So each and every year, I know I'm going to be holding my teammates accountable as well. They're going to hold me accountable to, you know, raising that bar, holding that standard to a higher level, and, you know, competing as best as we can.
I remember asking you this before the Clemson game, and I asked you if you're having fun. Are you still having fun?
Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely having fun.
Cool, man. Well, is there anything else you want to add just about, you know, this team and going to UCLA or playing against UCLA and just kind of this bowl game experience?
No, I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be great, you know, being able to suit up one more time with guys that already kind of made their announcements, you know, like the seniors, Emeka, you know, Icky, guys like that. Just being able to suit up with them one more time is going to be great. And, you know, everyone on this team, the whole coaching staff, we want this 10th win. We know it's going to be a cool experience, but that's our main priority, is get this win and then celebrate after.
So has Icky told you guys that he's not coming back?
He hasn't. He's sent hints here and there.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm just saying that as far as, you know, I'm looking at all these mock drafts, and
right,
if anyone's projected to go top 10, I mean, I hope he takes the opportunity.
You know, I had the same feeling when I talked to him. I was like, I get it, but also, like, come on, man. You it would be so hard to say no to that opportunity.
Yeah.
and that money. I mean, that's life-changing. We can't pretend it's not a business.
Yeah, that's what I mean, and I hope he makes a good business decision, but, I mean, he's an incredible player, and the opportunity he has is, I mean, not many people get that.
Yeah. I imagine you got to be excited, though. I saw Grant Gibson said he's coming back next year. It's got, you know, that, I'm sure that connection between the two of you, it'll be nice to keep that going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be awesome. I mean, Grant, I mean, he's the constructor of our offense when it comes to the front line, even off the field. I mean, he's one of the most positive dudes I've ever met in my life. So just being able to have him on the field and even in the building will just completely uphold our standard, uphold our team. And then, you know, Salt Payton's coming back, Isaiah, Derek, Corey, Cyrus, like all these guys are not only great players, but they're great dudes to have on the team, great dudes to have in the locker room. And, I mean, they're only going to get better, which is the most exciting part.
You mentioned Payton coming back. Is that, do you guys have that intimate roommate conversation about that, or is it, you know, each kind of, you know, making their own decision about the future?
Yeah, no, we talk about it. I mean, Payton is one of my really good friends, so, you know, we talk about those deep things sometimes. And, you know, for him, this injury this past season was tough. He had high expectations, but, I mean, he's going to come back better. He's going to come back a lot better. And I'm excited for him. I'm excited for the world to see. But, yeah, he's hungry. He's ready to come back.
Cool, man. Well, enjoy your break. Enjoy your family until Sunday. And then, you know, we'll see you in sunny San Diego.
Sounds good. Thank you again.
Take care, Devin.
You too. Bye.